You're hearing some vibrant music right now. By the way, Alicia Nugent did the song Muddy River. And where is this vibrant music coming from? It's coming from Samuel Botank, who is here with us. Hi, Samuel.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Good. I'm so happy to have you with us this morning.
And same here.
You've got a production coming up at the New Hazlett Theater, but I'd like to learn more about you. This is the first time we've met, and likely the first time a lot of our listeners will have a chance to meet you. Tell me a bit about yourself and your journey.
Sure. First, let me say good morning to your listeners, and thank you so much, Larry, for having me. This is such a great opportunity for me to share my music and my, you know, my life's journey with you. My name is Samuel Boateng. I am a Ghanaian pianist, composer, ethnomusicologist. I'm a painter, you know, a visual artist, and recently a playwright. And I'm a PhD student at University of Pittsburgh. I'm getting a PhD in music. My focus is jazz studies. And I research jazz in Ghana, West African musicians making jazz on the African continent and also off the African continent. I follow their trajectories in London, in New York, and that kind of thing. So that's my schoolwork basically. And I love what I do. I love the music I make. I love the people I work with. And my network keeps expanding, even especially working on this project here in Pittsburgh. It has been such a nice experience. And thank you again for inviting me here.
Oh, I'm glad you can be here. Why Pittsburgh? There's a lot of different places you could have chosen, I would think, for jazz studies. I know Pitt has a great program, but were there other reasons that attracted you to come here?
Most definitely. You know, when I came here, I started Pitt in 2016. Jerry Allen, the late Jerry Allen, was the head of the jazz program. And we all know Jerry Allen, amazing pianist, internationally renowned composer and teacher and educator. And so, you know, her pull was part of the reason why I came here. But, you know, in addition to that, Pittsburgh just has this history of, you know, jazz musicians. It has this great jazz history, particularly in the Hill District. And it just felt right, you know, to be part of that history or to learn from folks who still live here, who still make the music. So all of these things are part of the reasons why I thought Pittsburgh was the right place to be.
I'm happy to hear you say that because it's so important that we keep our jazz legacy alive, but also growing and vibrant with new additions to it.
Exactly.
Relatively new, such as yourself. Tell me a little bit about the play that's going to be presented at the New Hazlett.
Definitely. The play is titled Sunsume Spirit. I wrote it in collaboration with a friend of mine in Ghana called Kobe Hagen, and I composed all the music you're hearing for it. We have Kelsey Robinson directing, and we have Chrisella Brown choreographing. And we have amazing cast and a host of crew members who have made this possible for us. But the story is a brief story. We followed the journey of three travelers who are sent into the unknown in this fictional town in Ghana, formerly known as the Gold Coast, at a point when enslavement, you know, had reached its peak. They are sent by their leaders under the guise of, you know, going to find a cure to the ailment of the town, the sort of distress that is happening in the town. They are entrusted to go and find help. And on the way, they realize that actually it was all a ploy to get rid of them because you know, the people in power were worried, the people in power were afraid of certain sorts of insurrection that may happen. And so the plan was to get rid of them and possibly have them kidnapped and also enslaved, you know. But something happens along the way where they come into this knowledge. They realize that, no, this is actually the plan. And through a very deeply redemptive, spiritual, creative process of looking inwards and creating, I don't want to give out the whole story, but, you know, creating something in their own likeness, they are able to maneuver and turn the story around. And the story that is supposed to be a defeatist story, the common story that we hear about Africa in the 1700s and 1800s about enslavement, we turn this defeatist story around and it becomes a redemptive story where people find joy, people find peace, people find justice through this process. And we want to share this story with everybody. We want to create or at least try and change the narrative about Africa, you know. And New Hustlers Theater has given us the opportunity to do that. So it's we're just so appreciative to be in that space and to work with everybody there.
What an amazing story. And the performances are going to be virtual by crowdcast. And let me mention April 29th and April 30th at 8 p.m. That's this coming Thursday and Friday, and then April 30th at 11 a.m. One thing and by the way, Samuel is a pianist, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
One thing I was curious about, and I may not be right about this, but I think there is an African tradition of adding fantasy or surrealism sometimes within a story like this, and I think you're doing that, right?
Exactly.
That's just an interesting juxtaposition to do that. So parts of this will seem very, very real, and I imagine gut-wrenching, but also mystical and kind of spiritually uplifting at the same time.
Exactly.
Tell me a bit about the music. We're hearing a little bit of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is Kitawansa, I believe.
Yes. This is Kitawansa. Kitawansa is an Akan word. Akan people speak Chi. Akan people are in Ghana. You find Akan people in different parts of Africa too. But Kitawansa is actually the name of the month July, which means, you know, hold it well in your hands, or hold your hands well, or protect what you have in your hands. And this particular song comes in at a time in the play when our travelers are engaging with the troubles of deforestation. They are engaging with troubles of environmentalism. They are engaging with troubles of sustainability, and you know, they are faced with the question of what can we do to protect the greens and the browns of our world. What can we do to protect our rivers? What can we do to protect the air that we breathe? You know, so the song is actually saying we are suffering. We don't have water. And this is because we decided not to listen. And the conversation has been going on and on and on. And we're not really listening because, you know, we still feel like we have time. We still feel like we can ruin the earth some more because we have time. But the point is, we really don't. And if we don't face the consequences now, our children and our grandchildren and their children will face the consequences. And in fact, we are facing the consequences now, you know. And so that is what Kitawansa is about. It's protecting what we have. How do we protect what we have now?
And quite a universal theme, too. I'd like to play, I believe it's Wokotokwomu.
Exactly. Wokotokwomu. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And before we play a bit of it, and actually we'll listen to it rather than to listen to some of it rather than having it behind us. Can you explain the meaning of the song?
Sure. Wokoto Kuomu means inside your pocket. And actually the full title of the song is Put Me Inside Your Pocket. And I feel like I'm giving out all the secrets in the play.
Let's be careful then. Let's not do that. But I like that expression. That sounds like an idiom, either to mean I'm indebted to you, or or that I'm in sync with you, or together with you.
Right. It's more of the together and in sync. Imagine, you know, like when you travel outside of your country, and you've been gone for so long, and you meet someone who is familiar, and you want them to take you with them or take you home, and the sort of yearning to be back home, the sort of yearning to travel with them, the sort of yearning for them to hold your hands and, you know, show you the way is what Wokoto Kuomu is about. So it is very heart-wrenching, it is very somber, because it is a very somber moment in the play where somebody is experiencing this condition.
So a feeling of longing and
desire.
Let's take a listen to it and then, excuse me, we'll talk a little bit thereafter. Mm-hmm. I am glad we talked about that beforehand, Samuel. What a beautiful song. Who, now this is your composition?
Yes.
And who is singing?
Kelsey Robinson, and she is also the director for the show.
If you're just joining us, this is from the upcoming New Hazlett Theater Community Supported Art Performance Series presentation. It's called Sunsum in Spirit. We have Samuel Boateng here with us. And Samuel, were you born in Ghana? Or tell me about, but I know you settled here in Pittsburgh, I think you mentioned as a teen. Did you come here?
Right. So I was born in Ghana. I did my undergraduate studies in Ghana. And then I came to the U.S. in 2014 for my master's at Kent State University. And then I was there for 2 years. And then in 2016, I came to Pitt. And I've been in Pittsburgh since then.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, it's so nice to get to know you. And I hope you'll continue in Pittsburgh after you receive your PhD, after you earn your PhD, not just
right.
receive your PhD. It's not like they're just doing them out after you earn your PhD.
I wish they would.
Do you have a thesis topic yet?
Sorry?
Do you have a thesis topic yet?
Right, right. My working topic is Jazz Ghana, : Historical Perspectives, Transnational Routes, Space, and Sustainability.
Oh, that's it sounds like something you can sink your teeth into. And I'm
right.
so glad that folks are doing the work that you are. Ethnomusicology is really important across all fields, but especially to look at the roots and origins of jazz and the threads they create. And as you noted before, in our region, in particular, it's good to keep that alive. We just have about a minute or so. I want to mention again that the play is going to be opening on Thursday, the 29th, and will continue on the 30th as well. Let me get the times again for you. April 29th and 30th at 8 o'clock, and also April 30th at 11 o'clock. And if you go to the New Hazlett Theater's website or our website, there'll be a link to Sunsum in Spirit where you can find out more information. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
I just want to extend my gratitude to all the cast, crew members, musicians, New Hazlett Theater, and also, you know, to the Heinz Endowment for keeping art alive in Pittsburgh. And all to all of these people I just mentioned for going on this journey with me and holding my hand and allowing us to hold hands, even though when Corona, we're holding hands in our minds, we're traveling in our minds, and we're together in our minds, and we're on this journey. And I truly, deeply appreciate that they have all given me the space to share this story with them, and they have all become part of the story, and they have allowed us to share the story with the world. And also, thank you very much, Larry, for having me. It's such a good opportunity to be here. And to get to meet you and to get to know you. And I hope that we get to do other things together in the future. Maybe we'll feature you on our next play. Who knows?
Well, I would love, if you're willing, to have you come and play on the air sometime, if
Beautiful.
You would like to. It would be just terrific to have you share your music directly. Thank you, and good luck with the opening. And thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Larry.